The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London on these European elections. Adam, I think the conclusion you can draw is that neither of the major parties would want a general election.
No, that's absolutely true in the UK, and it might apply to a few other European countries as well. I think your conclusion is quite a good one, that essentially our conclusion is that we're inconclusive.
That's true.
We're all over the place. Oh, but you could say, certainly looking at the UK, but also some other European countries, that old school politics is old hat, at least it is for now. They may well come back. And in fact, I think it'd be pretty brave to think that Labour and the Conservatives will always start coming third and fourth and fifth in elections. I can't see it myself. I think they'll come back. But how's this for a stat? Nigel Farage, the leader of the Brexit Party, he's a classic love-him-or-loathe-him kind of big-mouth politician. With some bookmakers, he is 3-1 on to be Prime Minister within 5 years.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
The next Prime Minister, because that'll be a Conservative, we know that. But 4 years from now, possibly. That's an extraordinary thought.
That's it, and the party's 5 minutes old. Nigel Farage, we will talk to him later in the week. The richest match in football.
Yeah, won by Aston Villa. They won the championship playoff match against Derby County. And the reason it's the richest match, it's just quite astonishing, is the fact that because they won it, they therefore will get a share of the Premier League TV deal next year. They will also get minimum prize money for competing in the Premier League. Even if they come bottom, they'll get something. And even if they got relegated again, they'd get parachute payments. It's worth, calculated, about £170 million, that one football victory today, roughly speaking, $320 million.
That'll do.
And if they survive for 3 years in the Premier League, it's worth $500 million.
There you are.
It's ridiculous, but that's what it's worth.
That'll do. Good maths. Good maths, Gilchrist. Good maths. There he is. We love him. Adam Gilchrist in London.